Thank you for joining us this morning. Today is Friday, November 16th, 2012. You're listening to Daily Worship here at the Gathering Place Church in Pineville, Louisiana. My name is Kevin Williams, and this morning I have with me Lori Lopez. She's here to help lead us in worship. And I'm thankful to have her here with us this morning. I want to start with the book of Psalm, chapter 37. The book of Psalm, chapter 37, starting in verse 3. Let's read this together as we begin this morning. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will act. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Fret not yourself over the one who prospers in his way, over the man who carries out evil devices. Verse 39, the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their stronghold in the time of trouble. The Lord helps them and delivers them. He delivers them from the wicked and saves them, because they take refuge in Him. Because they take refuge in Him. You know, in other translations, this word refuge says rest, because they take rest in Him. You know, I love what in the New Testament, the Greek word for rest that we see so many times is this Greek word the Greek word is anapower. And this is literally what it means. It says to cause or permit one to cease from any movement or labor in order to recover and collect his strength, or to give rest, to refresh, to take rest, to keep quiet, of calm and patient expectation. And it says in Acts 3, 19 and 20, it says, repent therefore and turn back, that your sins may be blotted out, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. Turn to the Lord, that times of refreshing may come from His presence. The times of refreshing. You know, today, as I read these passages and I look at my life and I look at the life of what a believer is, according to this verse, as we turn to the Lord, one of the things that happens is that the Lord refreshes our spirit. He gives us rest. He gives us refreshing. Do you feel that in your life today? Do you feel refreshed by the Spirit of the Lord? Or have the schemes of the enemy come and try to steal that away from you? These times of rest that are so vital into the life of a believer. To rest in the Lord, to rest in the goodness of our God, to rest in His words, to be calm and patient and expectant in His presence. And what we just read in Psalm 37, to simply trust and wait on Him to act. My prayer today, this morning, as we're here together, that we would find our respite and our rest and our refreshing in the Lord. That the Spirit of the Lord would come and rush into the areas of our lives that are in desperate need of care and refreshing and restoration. As you're listening right now, just begin to ask the Lord to do that in your life. And you know the areas to where you know that you need a refreshing of the Spirit this morning, that you need rest from toil and trouble. Ask the Lord to come in and refresh your spirit and your soul this morning. As we sing, may your spirit be revived and refreshed. Let's worship the Lord this morning.
Till I rest in you, I'm ready. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence, living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me, and I'm desperate for you, Lord, and I'm lost without you.
This is the air.
This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word, oh, spoken to me. Desperate for how we need you in our lives, oh Lord. You supply every need with the riches of your glory. You supply every need with the riches of your glory. To lay down our worries more, to lay down our lives before.